It's good that 10 days before St. Patrick's Day 2015, that indeed, fans, we get rid of, the negative kind of, well, what's a better way to describe it than rotten? That's what it was, and that's what it is, and we're looking forward very, very much, fans, to a great St. Patrick's season, which in fact has already begun. You know, it's a great season, and yes, St. Patrick's Day is the highlight of the season, which for Irish America, and indeed for America, celebrates our Irishness and what used to be, growing up in Ireland, St. Patrick's Day was a holy day of obligation. And if we go back indeed to my day growing up in Ireland and before, it was celebrated as a religious holiday. Even let me tell you how times have changed. Would you believe that pubs in Ireland were closed for St. Patrick's Day? That was in honor of the saint. However, I know definitely in the west of Ireland, I don't speak for Ireland, but in the west of Ireland, when pubs were officially closed, they did a rip-roaring business anyway. The shades were down, and the doors were closed, and there was an enormous amount of traffic through side doors, and many times through front doors, because there was reason for celebration. Very few parades in those days, and friends, there was this great pride, an Irish pride, in Ireland for the good St. Patrick. But it took America to take the lead in celebrating more and much more than the great feast day of St. Patrick. It became, and still is to this day, of course, a great sense of pride in our culture and in our heritage, in our music, in our sport, in something that took a long time. For the last 100 years, and this has above and beyond the St. Patrick's Day parade and the numerous parades that are around St. Patrick's Day parade on Fifth Avenue, which each and every year is a focal point throughout the world as being the biggest and the best parade, happens in New York City. It rarely has gone off simply as what it is, and that's a tremendous parade and something we're very proud of. But it also brings its controversy each year, and politicians in particular, they cash in on the day. It's too bad that this year, indeed, as with last year, that politicians, led, of course, by our current mayor, Bill de Blasio has, you know, have turned it into a political football. And, you know, they are inclined to disregard the fact that, you know, whatever agenda is out there, and God knows it's not simply the issue of the gay community being, you know, either being shut out or indeed expressing their great anger, which they're very much entitled to. But it's something that I believe we should, you know, question the motives of our politicians here, who, at the end of the day, I think at least, and I'm sure a lot of people agree with me, could care less, you know, about what the day represents. And they just have their own agenda. God bless them if that's the way they want to be, because guess what? It doesn't really make that much difference at the end of the day whether politicians decide to show up or not. The parades will go on with or without them. They'll get their mention and their headline in newspapers, in media in general. And if that's what they want to do, you know, good luck to them. An issue that I would like to point out as well, some of you may have seen during the week here in New York City, again, a Gracie Mansion always has had a breakfast for community leaders, a breakfast where the mayor and visiting leaders from Ireland would be welcomed and would attend this breakfast very early, 7 o'clock on St. Patrick's morning. And early, yes, that was an early start. But the reason that the breakfast in Gracie Mansion, by the way, is the home of the mayor of the city of New York. Gracie Mansion was symbolic and continues to be symbolic. Of all that is, you know, it's a symbol of, and it is the home of New Yorkers. If we go back to a period when William O'Dwyer, from Bohola in County Mayo, started the custom of having an early start for welcoming all the different leaders, and indeed a good cross section of the community would start off the morning at 7, and that was a great way to start. And each mayor since then has continued that tradition. Now, this year, City Hall sent invitations again to I'm sure quite a number of invitations went, you know, from some list or other that they came up with of people who are long dead and gone. But anyway, whether they were alive or dead, breakfast time was moved to 8:30, which is very interesting because for at 8:30 on St. Patrick's morning, the cardinal, Cardinal Dolan, this year, who is the Grand Marshal, would, of course, be celebrating the St. Patrick's Day Mass. So here we have, you know, a mayor and his staff who felt that, it would be very good, actually, to move this 7 o'clock breakfast in Gracie Mansion and move it up to 8:30. Now, that would raise the question, indeed, because the mayor, obviously, whatever about his other agenda or his lack of interest in, his obvious lack of interest in the Irish in the first place, he would have to choose whether to host the St. Patrick's Day breakfast at Gracie Mansion or indeed be in the front pew of St. Patrick's Cathedral. So who would have been around to host the breakfast in Gracie Mansion? Some deputy mayor, maybe? Would this have been acceptable? Because we do know one thing, that the mayor would not, under any circumstances, be up, you know, with a group of people that he doesn't know anyway, or he wouldn't give up that. Opportunity when, in fact, he could have the full glare of the television cameras at St. Patrick's Cathedral. So, it took a bit of doing, and indeed, frankly, let's give credit to the Daily News, pointed out that invitees, they sent, you know, they claim they sent 600 invitations for this breakfast for 8:30, at exactly the same time as the Mass started in St. Patrick's Cathedral. But it took the Daily News to question, wasn't a big article, but it was an article that said, Why have this the two events happening at the same time? And sure enough, City Hall and the powers that be down there must have had gotten the Daily News that day and said, "Oh, be jippers, we'll have to do something about this. This is not good PR." So guess what? It's back to 7 o'clock in the morning. And new invitations, all 600 invitations, were resent and showing the correction of the time. So what's the bottom line here? Bottom line is that if we don't express, you know, our concerns to City Hall and to the current administration, and let them know that they can't, you know, just run shotgun over the whole job lot of us, then they will have to be accountable. So anyway, the 7 o'clock breakfast, a traditional breakfast which was begun by Mayor William O'Dwyer, and it was always scheduled not to conflict with the with St. Patrick's Cathedral and the Mass. Well, you know, they might be slow learners down there, in City Hall, but I think we got our message across, and they have responded. So there is a distinct possibility that if the mayor, who indeed, does have difficulty rising in the morning, like some more of us, he may have to get up a little earlier than he had planned and actually be in Gracie Mansion to greet the invited guests. And then he can go down to St. Patrick's Cathedral and be up there in the front pew with the rest of them. So we want to say, friends, that it does matter if we, if instead of mourning about, you know, as the song says, when New York was Irish, New York is Irish still. And if those in the administration feel that for some reason, like for instance, there are those now who might say that the reason that the mayor, our current mayor, is somewhat reluctant to pay any attention at all to the Irish might be that he would have to know that if it were up to the Irish, he wouldn't be there in the first place. Yeah. Because 99% of the Irish population expected to have Christine Quinn as mayor. Anyway, listen, there's no sour grapes here. Oh, maybe a few. Friends, there are so many events taking place throughout the entire United States. No other ethnic group comes to the fore and indeed celebrates their pride, you know, in their roots and in their culture. And it would have to be said and acknowledged indeed that when pride in heritage is displayed as it is during the month of March in the United States, no other ethnic group can celebrate like we do. And so it is a great month for us. It is a great month for a great number of people, obviously, who have come to the United States, who have been welcomed in the United States. It's not a great month for the thousands of Irish who came here to experience the American culture, the American tradition of welcoming all ethnic groups throughout the world, including, obviously, the Irish, who history will show, and it is absolutely 100% true, that, you know, the Irish contributed for generations to the building of the United States. And for those who are here in the United States whose hopes have been dashed so many times with the promise and the expectation that they too would be welcomed into the United States, for those thousands who are living in the shadows, for those hundreds of thousands, of immigrants from Europe, but particularly since this is an Irish program and this is our Irish month, we might point out that there are a great number of people here who will not be celebrating openly, at least anyway, their pride in being Irish. They're living in the shadows. They are, again, they're here without status, without a way to be legal, without a path to U.S. citizenship. They are here, they're embarrassed, they're afraid, because many times their own children do not even know that their legal status here, through no fault of their own, that they don't have legal status here. They don't have the benefits of being and enjoying their residency in the greatest country on the face of the earth, the greatest nation, the United States. So as we celebrate the season that's in it, maybe we should take the opportunity to let our leaders, to let our politicians know that there are much bigger issues than whether they participate or whether they boycott the St. Patrick's Day parade. And in fact, what they should really be doing is at least expressing an interest. Now, some of them will say, well, you know, that's a federal issue and it's got nothing to do with us. How about politicians? And how about those not just in New York City or New York State or New Jersey or right across the United States? How about them sparing a thought and having a kind word, a word of support for our undocumented immigrants who are living here in Ireland, instead of trying to see and to find out which camera will get their best side. It's just a thought.